want to welcome every one of us into the presence of the Lord this morning. This is the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Bethel Assembly. And I want to talk to us this morning, being led by the Spirit of the Lord in this month of divine fulfillment, on what I will title, The Lord Strong and Mighty. The Lord Strong and Mighty. Earlier, the choir sang. We have a God who has already given us victory. And so you see, when we're going into any battle in life, we're not going from a position of defeat. We're going from a position of victory to victory. The Lord, strong and mighty. Let's read the book of Psalm 24, from verse 6 to verse 10. The book of Psalm, chapter 24. From verse 6. He said, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and can you repeat after me? The Lord strong and okay. So he didn't say the Lord strong, mighty. The Lord strong and the Lord mighty in. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, I want to welcome someone to your year of open heaven. Amen. I said, welcome to your year of open heaven. Amen. From the beginning of this year, we've been talking about what we need to know about open heaven, what we need to understand about open heaven. What are the steps we need to take in order to enjoy, in order not just to see that open heaven, but to be able to enter and be blessed? And when God visits a man, beloved, just like the scripture says, not even gates, not everlasting door can stop the visitation of the God of heaven. And so, in this scripture, if you start from verse 7, the Lord wants to reintroduce himself to someone. Amen. Let's start from verse 6, actually. The Lord wants to reintroduce himself to someone. He said there is a generation that the Lord is looking for, and they are the generation of seekers. Now, listen. We're not talking of generation of seekers of signs and wonders. Hello? Those people, you will know them. Because when there is a special program with a special man of God today here, they are there. Next Sunday, in another place, another man of God, they are there. We're not talking of the seekers of signs and wonders. We're talking of those who will seek the face of the Father. This is the generation of them that seek him. This year, the heaven is open. Beloved, I want you to be part of those who will seek the Lord with the whole of your heart. This is the generation of him, of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. You know, say, when those people will now seek me, what will happen? He says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Not just one, multiple gates. And it does not matter. Excuse me. It does not matter what are those gates that are stop you. It does not matter what are those everlasting. Love, there is a difference between door and everlasting doors. There are some people that the door that has kept them in bondage are everlasting door. And you will see them labor and toil, but there is nothing to show for it. The King of Glory is visiting you today. I said he is visiting you today. And that King of Glory is now introducing himself and reintroducing himself. He says, who is this King of Glory? I want you to put the enemy on notice that there is a King of Glory who is with me. He is the Lord, strong and mighty. Hallelujah. All right. Let's look at it this way, beloved. You see, when the King of Glory is saying, I am strong and mighty, what the Lord wants you to know is that every enemy of your life, they are in trouble. It does not matter what is the nature of the battle you have faced. You have the one who is the Lord that is strong and mighty. The scripture says in Mark chapter 3, verse 27, talking about a strong man. It says, no one can enter into the house of a strong man to do what? To spoil his goods. Except it will first bind the strong man and then it will spoil his house. No one can spoil your life, can tamper with the greatness and destiny that heaven has ordained for you. Do you know why? Because you have with you the one who is strong and mighty. Hallelujah. Please tell your neighbor, God is with me. In the journey of 2022, God is with me. God is with me. And he is strong and mighty. He is strong and mighty. You cannot go into the house of a strong man to spoil his good, except you first bind the strong man. In the book of Psalm 89, verse 13. Psalm 89, verse 13. You have a God who is with you. And that God is saying, I am the one who has a mighty arm. Thou hast a mighty arm. Strong is thy hand. And I is thy right hand. Let me break that one down for us again. I said, you have a God who is with you. And he is strong and mighty. Now, if someone has a mighty hand, and the Bible says, strong is that hand. And where is that hand? Where? Yes, a right hand, but where? I. Amen. You have a God who is above, who can see all things, who knows all things. When someone is higher, that's why the scripture in that Mark 3:27, when you talk of a strong man, beloved, we're not talking of physical strength. We are not talking of might. For those who come from the same country I came from, there are some people that we refer to them as load bearer, correct? You go to the market, you want to buy anything, and you can't carry it. They will do what? They will carry it for you. It doesn't matter how heavy it is, but does the carrying of the load, does it transfer to blessings for them? At the end of the day, you give them how much? Peanuts. Praise God. And so, we're not talking of physical strength. That's the reason why the scripture says in that 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. Amen. But they are mighty. Through who? The Lord, strong and mighty. And so stop looking at yourself as though you carry nothing. The one who is in you is the one who is strong and mighty. During the Sunday school, we heard about certain things that when people sin against God, the Bible says they should not live. We should do what? We should kill them. But literally, we can't do that in these days. But remember, our teacher told us, there are certain weapons that we have that you can decree. The weapon of the word. To put a stop to anomalies in the land. Whatever you see that is not according to the will of God. And so, church, this morning, I'm here to assure someone that the Lord of hosts is with you. The God of Jacob is your refuge. The Lord of hosts is with you. The God of Jacob is your refuge. That God is strong and so don't be afraid. As you go in the journey of 2022, please, I want you to tell yourself, I will not be afraid. Do you know why? Because the psalmist says, for thou art with me. Thy rod and your staff. They are not just comforting me, they are leading me, they are guiding me, they are directing me. Because the one who is with me is the one who is strong and mighty. Let me give us some points about this God who is strong and mighty. We're going to take some prayer for some set of people. The Lord strong and mighty. Why is he strong? Why is he mighty? What can this God do with that strength, with that power, with that might? Number one, the Lord is strong and mighty to deliver. Please tell your neighbor, the Lord is strong and mighty to deliver you. To deliver you. Exodus chapter 2. From verse 23 to 25, talking about the children of Israel. Exodus chapter 2. The Bible says, it came to pass in the process of time, the children of Israel, they cried, they prayed by reason of their bondage, and their cry came up to God. 24. When they were overwhelmed, and they refuse to continue that way. The Bible says God heard their groaning. He remembered his covenant that he had with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And in verse 25, he looked upon Israel and he had respect unto them as a result of his covenant. He now asked a man called Moses, if you go to chapter 5 from verse 1, a man called Moses, God called him and said, go to Pharaoh. Go and tell him, let my people go that they may hold a feast unto me. Verse 2. Look at the response. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should do what? Obey his voice to let Israel go. I know not the Lord. Neither will I let Israel go. Praise God. And you know, the man was right. He did not know the Lord, who is strong and mighty. He knows his own God. But he did not know that there is a God who is strong and mighty. We know the story. Chapter 6, verse 1. You see, this same Pharaoh. Amen. This same Pharaoh assumed he has the power as a strong man to keep Israel in bondage. And the Lord now said to Moses, now thou shalt see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand, hallelujah, with what? Your God is strong and his hand is mighty. His right hand is where? High. And when God will stretch that right hand of might over a situation, no, that situation will give way. Praise God. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. If you go down to chapter 12 from verse 30, chapter 12 from verse 30, the Lord is strong and mighty. He is mighty to deliver you, to set you free from every form of oppression, affliction of Pharaoh. And when God was through with Pharaoh, just a few incidences, lice, frog, he turned their water to blood, and the climax of it, he killed all their firstborn. The same Pharaoh rose up in the night, him and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. Verse 31. What happened? God killed all their firstborn. Amen. He called Moses and Aaron by night. He said, rise up. Get you out from among my people, both you and all the children. Go and serve the what? The Lord that he did not know before. He said, you better go and serve him as you have said. Look at verse 32. And that's the curious thing here. He says, also take your flocks and your herds as you have said and be gone. But before you go, do what? He said, bless me also. That's curious and strange, right? The God that he said before, who is that Lord? I'm here to tell someone again, you have a God with you who is strong and mighty to deliver. And so you don't have to be afraid in the journey of 2022, because the one who is with you is strong and mighty. Number two, the Lord is strong and mighty to save. He's not only strong and mighty to deliver, but he's also strong and mighty to save. You see, when God delivered Israel from the bondage of Pharaoh, God was not true with Pharaoh. And so the scripture says the heart of Pharaoh was hardened. And he says, I am going to pursue them again. Praise God. And he did pursue them. But we know where that ended. Exodus 14. From verse 24. He pursued. But the Bible says he even followed them. Amen. In order to take them back to Egypt. I pray for someone. Every power of Pharaoh that wants to take you back to Egypt into bondage, the Lord, strong and mighty, will save you. In the name of Jesus. It came to pass in the morning watch. The Bible said the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of cloud, and he troubled them. He did what? He troubled them. 25. Next verse. He took off their wheels, and they were driving it very heavy, so that the Egyptians had to confess, it is better for us to run away from the face of this God. He is the one who is fighting for them against the Egyptians. 26. They knew that this is not ordinary. And the Lord told Moses, stretch forth your hands over the water, that the water may come upon the Egyptians again, and their chariot and their horsemen. We know the story. God did not only deliver Israel, but they were permanently saved. And I've said this before. You see, in those days, when a slave escaped from their master, their greatest fear is being captured again and taken back to captivity, where they will now begin to relieve all the pain of the past. But God said to Israel, I am not going to allow that to happen to you. Because by the time God was through, if you go down to verse 30, I believe, by the time God was through, they saw with their own eyes the dead bodies of the Egyptians on the Red Sea. And so they know that they have been what? Saved. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. The Lord will save you. Amen. I said, the Lord will save you. Amen. From every strong man that wants to hinder your progress in life. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is strong and mighty to deliver. He is strong and mighty to save. Number three, the Lord is strong and mighty to give you peace. In the journey of 2022, I decree peace into the home of someone, into the career of someone, into the marriage of someone, in the name of Jesus. Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. I love this scripture. Second Thessalonians 3, 16. The scripture says, and now the Lord of peace himself, the Lord strong and mighty, is the Lord of peace himself, will give you peace. When? How? Okay. Let's pause there. He will give you peace himself, always, by all means. Do you know that that was what God did for the Israelites against Pharaoh? Whatever it would take, God had to first of all kill all their firstborn. A generation wiped out. And then all the men that could reproduce, men of war, died in the Red Sea. Two generations. And you think you can mess with that God? Pharaoh said, who is that Lord? And when God was through with him, he says, I want to give you peace by all means. Whatever it will take, God. He says, the Lord of peace, the Lord will be with you. Oh, because he is strong and mighty. Hallelujah. That's why that Isaiah 26 from verse 3 says that thou will keep him, Isaiah 26 from verse 3, in perfect peace. Him whose heart is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Hallelujah. Look at verse 4. You see, when you put your trust in God, he said, trust in the Lord. How? Forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Not by muscle. Not by showmanship. The Lord who is with you is strong and mighty. This year, I want you to be very careful with your word. Because the one who is with you is strong and mighty. Let's go on. The Lord, strong and mighty. To do what? To deliver. To save. To give you peace. The Lord is also strong and mighty to give you victory in the journey of life. There's something that I notice in the scripture. In this particular story, Daniel chapter 10 from verse 11. Daniel chapter 10 from verse 11. When we're talking about victory in life, we sang it earlier. Victory belongs to Jesus. Praise God. This man called Daniel sought the face of the Lord because he knew that there is an appointed time that God has given to do something. and I went into prayer. I understand the words that I speak. I know what God has said. And he went into prayer. But there was a power, the prince of Persia. And eventually, when the angel came to him, he said unto him, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand what I'm telling you now, for I am being sent to you the very first time when you have spoken this word. And when he has spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Verse 11. He said to me, don't be afraid. From the first day that you have set your heart to understand, that you have set your heart to know the purpose, the mind, the counsel of God, your prayers, your words were heard. And I was sent with the answer. Look at verse 13. I have the answer. I was sent from the very first day. But what happened? He said, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. He said, lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. And I remained there with the king of Persia for 21 days. Now, beloved, we said this year, the Lord said when we call, he will answer. But our Father and the Lord also said, let's start with 50 days. The prince of Persia withstood the answer of Daniel for how many days? Just 21 days, right? So if you are doing 50 days, do you think the devil can hold your prayer, can hold your answer all the way to 50 days? No. Why? Because you have the one with you who is strong and mighty. He says, Michael had to be sent to come and help me. Now let's look at it this way, beloved. There are powers of darkness all over the world, irrespective of where you find yourself. And some people may want to believe geographically that some places are more, hallelujah. But the Bible says, we are not wrestling, we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of where? Of this world, wherever you are in the world. Against spiritual wickedness. No, there are wickedness of high order in heavenly places. But the one with you is the one who is called strong and mighty. And he said, you don't have to be afraid. Because whenever you call on me, I will always send help. God sent Michael to go and assist that angel. He says, I am come to give you your answer. The Lord is strong and mighty to give you victory over every power of Pharaoh. Over every prince of Persia. Let me tell us this, beloved. I don't know about you, but anywhere you find yourself, do you ever take time to do what is called the spiritual mapping to understand who are the princes, who are the powers over the land? I remember years ago, this month actually, by the special grace of God, this church will be 11 years next Sunday. Amen. And I remember before we started, we did what is called a spiritual mapping. We drove, I'm not going to tell you how many nights, but from one corner of this city to another in the night. You see, when you have the one with you who is called the Lord of hosts, if you go back to that Psalm 24, he said, the Lord of hosts is with us. Who is this King of glory? He said, he is the Lord of hosts. When the Lord of hosts is with you, he is the one that will fight the battle. Amen. And so stop thinking that, yes, I need to do this. No, it is not going to be in your strength. I mean, if the prince of Persia can hinder the angel that was sent to come and deliver, you not think it's going to be by your strength? No. But I want you to rest assured. Rest in the word of the Lord, that the one who is with you is greater than the one who is in the world. Before we pray, let me give us one more. The Lord is strong and mighty to heal you from all diseases. Amen. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Isaiah 53, verse 5. He is strong and mighty to heal you from all diseases. Why? Because he was wounded for your transgression, bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of your peace has been laid on him. By his stripes, you have been made whole. You see, that was why this woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5, verse 27, Mark chapter 5 from verse 27, she said within herself, this God is strong and mighty. If I can just but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And when she did that, what happened? She received wholeness. Immediately, straight away, the fountain of, the scripture used the word fountain of her blood was dried. That's not ordinary. We're not contending against flesh and blood. When she touched the one who is strong and mighty, the fountain knew something has been introduced into the life of this woman. I cannot stay here anymore. Your God is strong and mighty to heal you. And that's why the scripture says in Psalm 107, verse 20. Psalm 107, verse 20. Healing is the children's bread, beloved. He sent his word. And the word this year is that the heaven is open. And that word for someone is that you will dwell in perfect health. And his word, the Bible says, healed and delivered them from their destruction. You are made whole. Amen. I said you are made whole. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Before we pray, let me tell someone. In the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. If you have not given your life to Christ, you can't understand this power. You may not be able to experience it nor enjoy it. And so your own must be, you must give your life to Christ. But if you have given your life to Christ, look at what the scripture says. It said the Lord is good. The Lord is good to you. I said it's good to you. He is a stronghold when in the day of trouble. And he only knows them that trust in him. That means if you are not giving your life to Christ, you can't trust in God. He says some may trust in horses, some may trust in chariots. But we, hallelujah, please rise up, church. The Lord is strong and mighty. As you go in the journey of 2022, especially in this month of divine fulfillment, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Amen. And no power of Pharaoh can keep you from enjoying the heaven that is open over your life. And so I want you to pray. I want you to lift up your voice and talk to the Lord. The God who is strong and mighty has reintroduced himself to you today. The Lord, strong and mighty, ask him to come and visit you today. What do you want him to do? He is strong and mighty to deliver. He is strong and mighty to save. He is strong and mighty to heal you. He is strong and mighty to give you peace. Over that career, peace in your family, peace in your marriage. He is strong and mighty to give you victory. It does not matter the host that may encamp against you. The scripture says, God, behold, what desolation the Lord hath made in the earth. He's the one that breaks the bow, cut the spear in sunder, and will burn the chariot of the enemy in fire because he is strong and mighty. Woo! Shikataribus. Manga lebre kete dibo shid la kata brekete mus santalie. The Lord strong and mighty is visiting someone right now. The Lord is visiting someone right now. In Jesus' name we are praying. Please, I want you to lift up your hand, your right hand. The Lord strong and mighty. He says he wants to visit us today. The Lord is visiting someone right now. He's visiting someone right now. He's visiting someone right now. He's visiting someone right now. By his right hand of power. By his right hand of healing. By his right hand of deliverance. By his right hand of deliverance. By his right hand of healing. Receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. He says, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician therein? Why then? What happened? Why is the health of my people not being restored? I decree, in the name of Jesus, every power of Pharaoh, every hold of Pharaoh, every spirit of Pharaoh that wants to keep you in bondage, in captivity, I break their hold. I destroy their hold in the name of Jesus. He has been wounded for your transgression and bruised for your iniquity. Every spirit of infirmity. Oh, the devil has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Every spirit of infirmity that wants to destroy your health or the health of your children, I stand upon the altar of God and I release the fire of the Holy Ghost. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost to erase, to remove everything that is not of God in your body. Let them be born now in the name of Jesus. Powers that want to trouble your destiny, hear the word of the living God. I put you on notice, your era, your reign in this life. In this hand that is lifted up is over. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Because the Lord is strong and mighty. The one who is mighty in battle is their God. I lay claim by the power of the Lord over the life of these hands lifted up. Oh, shkaterebo. These ingarobo sotondolia hands belong to the Lord. Ye di brakatus kundarie. I cover them in the blood of Jesus. And I decree henceforth, let no man trouble you. Let no man trouble your destiny. Let no man trouble the destiny of your children. Let no power trouble your health. Let no power trouble your finances. Let no power trouble your home, because the Lord, your God, he is strong and mighty, and you are delivered. I said you are delivered in the name of Jesus. I decree to someone, you are delivered to begin to walk upon your high places. You are delivered to begin to run. You are delivered to begin to fly. You are delivered to begin to fulfill the purpose of God for your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. Why don't you lift up your voice and appreciate God? Appreciate this God. He is your God. He is your God. He is your God. The heaven over your life is open. Go and begin to prosper. Go and begin to make progress. Go and begin to move forward. Begin to walk upon your high places in victory, in victory, in victory. Because the Lord strong and mighty is with you. It's for you. It's with you. It's for you in the journey of 2022. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name, we are praying.